All right, we made a roster move today. The doctors informed us that they were not going to clear Kevin Boss to play football the rest of this year. So we put him on IR. And so they gave us a roster spot. And we used that roster spot to sign Brian Kill, a linebacker out of BYU. He played down with the Rams. And so he will be with us today. Kevin was disappointed. We're disappointed because we thought he was a good addition to the team. Felt like that he would be able to help us. And he enjoys playing football, wants to play football. But with his situation, he's not going to be able to play this year. And so we had to make that move. And so he'll take time to try to get back and get himself together, and then in the meantime we'll keep treating and working with him and kind of go from there. But he is on IR, and so that means he's lost basically for the season for us. On the other injury front, Hillis is not going to practice today with his ankle. Dorsey with his calf, he's not going to practice. Jaleel Brown is not going to practice. Rapati has an elbow. He's not going to practice. Derek Johnson is going to be limited with a groin. Lilja, he's still limited, but he made it through the game okay. Devin Wiley, it looks like he's going to make it back. Kendrick Lewis is still making progress. We'll have to see where he is. McCluster made it through the game okay with his elbow. Breston made it through the game okay with his knees. Bo made it through the game, you know, okay with his leg. So, the guys who can practice will practice, and the ones who are limited will be limited, and then we'll go from there. The thing that that we talked about today is we got to eliminate penalties. As you look at the penalties, we had too many in this past game. And they hurt us in key times, but, you know, the guys who got the penalties, some of them were the first penalties they had all year, you know, first penalty in four games. That doesn't make it any better, but, you know, you weren't expecting that some of those guys who got the penalties would be getting penalties. We've got to cannot turn the ball over, so we're going to concentrate on the importance of the football and hanging on to it. And then we got to give up fewer points and try to get better in not giving up points. And if we do that, then we'll improve our chances of winning. The other thing I think that's important is that that we cannot feel sorry for ourselves, even though we don't like it where we are, how we got where we are. But we can't feel sorry for ourselves or that woe is me syndrome. We have to get ourselves mentally ready to play a football game because we got a good football team coming in, and that if we're not mentally ready, that will not allow us to be able to perform the way we need to perform on Sunday to give ourselves the best chance to win the game. And so that's the focus and that's the concentration as we go into today and working on the things that we have to work on. I know there's a lot of talk about the quarterback and the quarterback position and what I'm going to do there, and I'm going to do what I think gives us the best chance to win, and that's what we're going to do. And the hypotheticals about, well, what if this happens, what if that happens, I don't know what if anything happens. I'm going to wait until we get to the game, and we'll see what happens, and then we'll go from there with it. With that, I'll open it up. Well, you really don't know, to be totally honest with you. You think that you know, and you work with them during the week, and if they know their assignments and they're able to execute their assignments, then you feel like that they're ready to go. But then you have to get into the game and see what happens in the game and see how they respond in the game. And then that's when you really know.
How did Rapati respond in the game?
Well, he responded pretty nicely. Got some size, got some strength, got some height, and he was able to have some production in the game, you know. So I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, You mentioned last week talking about blocking Baltimore, you know, getting low on, blocking San Diego, getting low. This guy's 6'8". How does he prevent the opposition from getting that leverage that you talked about last week?
Well, he has to bend his knees. And basically, if you bend your knees and bend your hips, you can get the leverage that you need.
You don't want guys feeling sorry for themselves. How do you combat that? What kind of things you say or do to
The same thing. Just tell them, one, feeling sorry for yourself is not going to do us any good, not going to do you any good. And what I need is I need for you to approach this game like it's a game we need to win, that you need to perform in, you need to play in, and have a good attitude in it. Because you can refer to when we had the good attitude down in New Orleans, we were able to come back and win that game, and that's what it's going to take this Sunday.
What about turnovers? What's your approach with the turnovers? Threat of loss of playing time, or how do you go about
that? Well, that's one thing we do is we work on it more. And so all week we're going to put more emphasis on hanging on to the football. You know, I don't believe Jamal had fumbled the ball at all, you know, in the first three games. And so now he has a bad game as far as the turnovers go. So we're going to work with the skill positions and hanging on to the football, the importance of that, and try to get them to understand that the ball is the most important thing and that we got to have ball possession.
So if you're down, if Dorsey's down today, Rapati's down today, I don't have my roster, who are you down to now?
No, not yet. I got Alan Bailey. Okay. He's came back, and so he's going to play. Tyson is still there. I still got both poles ready to go.
I'm on the end, though.
Well, if I have to move one of those guys there, I could do that, all right? But if I have to take Long, who's a practice squad guy, and put him in there and get him some reps to get him ready, I'll do that as well.
Which pole would be better at the end?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. And I'm not crazy about moving either pole to the end because they're both young players and they're holding the nose spot down pretty good. So do I confuse them more by saying, okay, you got to learn a new position, you know? And so if I don't have to do that, I don't believe I will do that. But sometimes necessity requires that you do things you don't want to do.
Why not activate the rookie as opposed to signing a linebacker?
Well,
knowing that you have the elbow and the calf to your ends.
Well, I think that the elbow is going to be able to play.
Okay.
And so I don't activate the rookie yet.
Okay.
And the rookie may not be ready yet.
Are you satisfied with your tight ends you have right now, or is this something you might go out and look for?
Well, you're always looking for players that help you improve. But the ones we have right now, they are trying to get things done, and there's some ability there that we can get something done with them, you know.
What have you seen from him? Is he looking a little like he used to before the injury?
I think Moyaki is coming along, and he still has skills that he can get open, and he can still catch the ball. You know, the penalties that he got the other day were uncharacteristic. I don't think he had gotten any penalties in the first three games, you know. So we're going to have to concentrate on that. But he can still catch. He can still run. And he'll block when we ask him to block. So I think Tony is a good player.
This thing with Ken Moss, did this catch you off guard, or did you kind of see this coming?
Well, you know what? When he didn't make the comeback, you know, and it was taking time, I was kind of concerned that there might be an issue, you know, because generally, you know, they do those baseline tests and you're able to make your comeback, you see improvement. And so when it took a little bit long for him to show improvement, I thought that there could be an issue and found out that there was one.
And this is just his head. Is that nothing to do with his neck?
Yeah, his head.
What do you lose, Romeo, without Kevin Moss?
Well, Kevin provided some leadership, you know, for us. Plus, he's a big body who has a good catch radius, good hands, and could stress the defense, you know, in the routes that we were asking him to run. And with that big body at the line of scrimmage, he does a nice job of coming down and getting movement on off-tackle plays. And so we kind of lose that. You know, and having that frame, because you match up there are not many 6'7" linebackers running around, you know, out there. So any matchup with the linebacker, he had an advantage and had an advantage on safeties as well. You know, so we kind of lose that.
About that increased emphasis on player safety and concussions specifically, do you think that made it almost a no-brainer to shut him down for the season?
No, I'm not going to say it made him a no-brainer. I think the doctors, they do their job. They look at all the things and make a determination. And in their determination, they decided not to let him play again.
Well, did you talk to Matt Castle at all and explain to him the things that you have been telling us?
Yes.
How did he handle that?
Well, Matt is a professional, and he takes it to heart. He understands that we need to get better as a football team and we need to play better. He understands all of that.
So, Coach, if that's the case, will Brady Quinn be getting more snaps, or will you change up a little bit the distribution of who's with the number one team?
Well, we'll see how that goes.